more than ever, the spirit of antique lucidity which is and was Roland Barthes. And I must say, I agree with him.
The essay, Signs and Mythologies, was presented by Professor Andrew Hussey. It was a unique production for BBC Radio 3, and the essay is available for 30 days via the Radio 3 website. Tomorrow night at the same time, the writer Nick James explores the impact Barthes still has on the way we look at film. That's at 10:45 tomorrow night here on BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock this Monday night, and now Jazz on 3, the best in contemporary jazz, with Jez Nelson.
Hello and welcome to Jazz on 3 and to the stage of the Cockpit Theatre in Marylebone for Adventures in Sound. We're here at the 2015 London Jazz Festival to celebrate the wealth of jazz acts descending upon the capital in a special programme of short sets and improvised meetings. We'll be hearing from some of the most intriguing groups at the festival this year, featuring musicians from all over the world. And in the spirit of adventure, we'll also be scrambling up the band lineups to create a series of totally new collaborations with combinations of musicians who've never played together before. Amongst the artists performing today in the Cockpit's unique In the Round theatre space, we're flanked on all four sides by a great audience, are one of the finest piano trios on the continent today, the Polish group RGG, Danish saxophonist Julie Kiar, and a virtuoso of an instrument you rarely hear used in jazz, Philip Achille, performing solo on chromatic harmonica. That's a first for Jazz on 3. But before all of that, we welcome to the stage a young musician who we've been proud to follow closely on this programme since her 2012 debut. Over the past 3 years, she's been filling her sideboard with awards, just been crowned as one of BBC Radio 3's New Generation Artists for 2015. So please put your hands together for Laura Jerd and her recently renamed band, Dinosaur. They're called Dinosaur. That's Laura Judd on, trumpet, flugelhorn. We'll talk about that in a moment. Elliot Galvin on keyboards, Connor Chaplin, electric bass, and Corey Dick on drums. And Laura, the last time I saw this group, they were just called the Laura Judd Quartet, I think. So what happened? What's with the dinosaur and the change of direction?
Yeah, we've been playing together for about 5 years now in this combination. The music was just starting to, naturally developing into different places. We're playing a bit more electric now. I'm using a few more effects. Elliot's using keyboards and that kind of thing. So, and also just the energy of the group. It didn't really feel like the Laura Judd Quartet anymore. And, yeah, I actually always wanted a band called Dinosaur and suddenly realised that the band I already have was Dinosaur.
So this is called Adventures in Sound, and it's all about kind of improvisation and dealing with the unexpected. And just tell us what happened, because if you'll notice here in the audience, there is actually no kind of standard trumpet. There's a flugelhorn, and then it's just a mini trumpet, right? So where's your trumpet?
Yeah. We've just recently been touring a few dates in the UK with a Belgian trio called Lab Trio, and we've been in a van for quite a while. It's all been quite mad, losing our marbles a little bit, which is why I left my trumpet in that van last night and only realised when I was walking out the door to come here today. But then I really wasn't that panicked about it because I realised I had my flugel. I actually have a reputation for despising everything about the flugelhorn for some reason. I don't really. It's not that strong. But I really like to play trumpet. But today, hopefully, I'm going to make friends with the flugelhorn somehow and also the piccolo trumpet.
OK, well, finally, just congratulations on being named one of the Radio 3 New Generation Artists for 2015 to 2017. So you're going to be kept very busy with a number of projects, I believe. Do you know what's on the cards? What's coming up?
So in the future we have a few radio sessions booked in to record for various different programs on Radio 3, so that's going to be really exciting. Hopefully get the chance to write some new music for some different ensembles and that kind of thing. So yeah, really looking forward to what's coming up. It's going to be great.
Okay, well, we'll be hearing from various members of this group later on in some collaborations that they've not been involved with before. But for now, please welcome again to play their second tune, Dinosaur. Thank you.
Thank you.
I like the new direction. That is Dinosaur. Connor Chaplin on electric bass, Corey Dick drums, Elliot Galvin on keyboards, and managing to cajole a beautiful sound from an instrument she despises, Laura Jurd on pocket trumpet and flugelhorn. Right, next to the stage, we have our first ad hoc performance of the day. A group of players who, until a few moments ago, had no idea they'd be playing together. Indeed, they've literally only just met in some cases. I saw Philippa Scheel performing with Blacktop earlier in the year and was blown away. Had to have him on the programme. Besides the fact we've never had anyone playing chromatic harmonica before, so delighted to have him. Joining him is Japanese-born, New York-based bass player Matatoshi Kamaguchi. He's joined with this first scramble together, spontaneous collaboration by one of the true heroes of the British improvised music scene on drums, our very own Steve Noble. Thank you.
Right, this is Steve Noble.
And I'm Philip Ashiel, harmonica at the cockpit.
It's fun, it's 10 minutes. It's, you know, you try and come off and think, yep, there's something was done there. And I think it was, like I just said.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's lovely to hear.
I just love to play, so you know, I would probably say that regardless of what happened, but so much just happened and it was only 10 minutes. It's kind of like, it felt like an hour and a minute at the same time. We were listening to each other and, you know, calling response and reflecting different ideas and then it goes off somewhere else and there was energy and then there was three moments and there was rhythm. I mean, that pretty much had a bit of everything.
A buffet of sound. A Sunday afternoon
as long as I didn't take too much, I think I'm okay. But no, I'll be vibing off that all day now. I think I get to play again, but after that, I don't feel like I have to.
Yeah, but on your own next time, isn't it?
Oh, well, it's completely different.
No, it's lovely. It's, you know, and obviously, like I say, I'm used to meeting people flying all over the world to play with people you might shake the hand of just before you go on. But, you know, and I like mixing the styles. You know, and keeping your own identity and not, you know, but also bending, being malleable, you know, being able to, like, take on board. Okay, maybe there's a very classic series of notes coming out of, say, the harmonica. I can do something opposite to that. I can do something absolutely tight with it. But if you do it with the right feeling of, we're going somewhere. And I think that felt like it was going somewhere.
Yeah.
To be told, you've got 10 minutes, it's going to be on the radio, it's an audience, you got to do it. You know, there's no, I'll be ready tomorrow. No, it's now. You know, it's a learning process. It's not honing it at home and then bringing it here and relating to what, you know, you've rehearsed and everything, you know.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
You're listening to Jazz on 3 with me, Jazz Nelson. We're here at the Cockpit Theatre in Marylebone for Adventures in Sound, a special event for the London Jazz Festival, curated by Jazz on 3. So we have some bands playing this afternoon who play together regularly, but there's some other combinations that even we don't know about until they get here. We just think, oh, wouldn't it be great if this person played with that person? And this next trio is an example of that. We have on piano Russ Lossing. On double bass, John Edwards. And returning on flugelhorn, we have Laura Jurd.
Thank you.
A first-time meeting for Laura Jurds on flugelhorn, Russ Lossing on piano, John Edwards on bass. And to paint a picture for you, those of you listening to this on Jazz on 3, the cockpit is in the round. So the musicians, instead of playing out to an audience and standing in a line, as so often they do, they play standing, looking at each other, which I'm sure has something to do with sometimes the intimacy of the music that that we get in this wonderful space. Right, next up, an artist who I'm really looking forward to hearing, playing a special solo set. Please welcome Philippe Achille. So Philippe plays an instrument which is quite unusual in jazz, and that's the harmonica. And actually, you play what's called a chromatic harmonica. So explain
correct.
The difference between that and perhaps the traditional harmonica that we're used to hearing.
Well, the clue is in the title for any musicians listening. But essentially, a chromatic harmonica, as opposed to a diatonic harmonica or a blues harmonica, has the full range of notes. So the harmonica I'm playing has the same range as a flute, approximately. Usually when people think of harmonica, they think of more a blues kind of sound, but the chromatic harmonica can actually play classical music, and simply put, all the notes are there, so I have no excuses. I shouldn't have actually said that. I should have said there's only like two... No, yeah, it's a genius instrument.
So, Philip, is your background originally in classical music? Then where did you first start to play and learn to play the harmonica?
Well, I'm classically trained, so I don't know what I'm doing here, but I went to Royal College of Music. I was very lucky. I was able to do harmonica as my principal study, so I'm going to put it to good use in the next 10 minutes, hopefully.
So if you're someone who's sort of getting into this music, playing the saxophone or the piano or pretty much, you know, any of the instruments, you'd have so many people to look to in the history of this music, and I guess that can be a burden as well as a good thing. But in terms of harmonica, there are, you know, very few jazz harmonica players. Is there anybody in the jazz tradition that you look to as someone who influences you or is a hero to you?
Well, aside from my teacher, who isn't really a jazz musician, he's more of a classical musician, there is the Toots Thielemans, who basically is jazz harmonica. Pretty much every person who plays jazz on a harmonica tries to sound like that. It's really great to have something like that because it means that it's been done before and you've got something to refer to. But my aim, my goal, my hope is that people can look at me one day as a musician and not a harmonica player.
Philippe, thank you. Well, forgive me if I say, I'm sure for many people in this room and people listening on the radio, this will be the first time you've heard a solo harmonica performance from a great musician. Please welcome Philippe Achille. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So this is going to be my last one. You've been hearing a collection of sound worlds that have influenced me over my life. Some Japanese ideas, video games, anime, cartoons, and you might say cartoons and video games, really. But these are extremely viable art forms that juxtapose both the amazing supernatural cosmic things and put it into a real life kind of setting. They speak to people and they resonate with people, not just an escapism. So I'm going to now finish with I think one of the most beautiful
pieces ever written. Every time I play this, everyone thinks they've heard it before. And then I tell them it's actually Teru's song from Tales of Earthsea.
Absolutely gorgeous, extremely moving. A young man with a big future in front of him wherever he goes into his music. Please thank Philippa Scheel.
Well, about to go on stage next at Adventures in Sound is Julie Kiar. Nice to meet you, Julie. Mm-hmm.
Nice to meet you.
There's an ongoing kind of debate on this programme. Someone wrote to us with a question, why is it that people like free music? Mm. And people have been sending in their reasons for that. So if you could say, as a listener, as opposed to a performer, if you're listening to other people playing free music, what is it that you get from it?
It's difficult to answer as a listener. I think I mainly listen to improvised music, like live. I can have a bit difficulties listening to it on CD, so definitely it's something about the energy in the room. It's about the thing of it being completely free. You don't know what's happening. Every time you go to a concert, you'd get something different. It's nice to get something where you also can get provoked a little bit or a lot. So it's not like just going listening to something that you like and this is great. It's really good to get provoked as well and get pushed out of your comfort zone in over the borders and, yeah, learn new things. So if that's an answer.
It is. Thank you, Julie. Thanks.
You're welcome.
So we are carrying out random acts of spontaneous kindness throughout the afternoon and putting together players who have never worked together before and, as in this case, actually only very, very recently met. Danish saxophonist Julie Kiar with Jerry Hemingway on drums.
Thank you.
The international dialect of improvisation, Jerry Hemingway on drums. And from Denmark, Gulli Kiar on saxophone.
I'm Jerry Hemingway, and I've just finished performing here. I mean, improvisation, when you really get down to the nitty-gritty of what's really going on, it's generally speaking, there's the initiator, or initiation in general, where something is being offered out. And that's almost immediately shaped in a reactive mode to what you hear, to what happens on the other side. And if it's just two people, it's more like a conversation. But in essence, as long as interesting things are being thrown into the pot, so to speak, two interesting things happening together is already going to work on some level. And then it's a question of the ear and the reaction of listening, you know, because in improvised music, you both have to listen and not listen at the same time. You have to stay your course, but at the same time, be sensitive to the other person's slightly different, perhaps, negotiation of the same situation. So there's this very, it's a kind of fascinating dynamic, and that's what I think makes for the listener improvised music a really exciting and dynamic experience. And when people come together, not just me, but others, when we all come together into a room and experience sound and people communicating, you know, artfully together. And how beautiful. I mean, don't you think? I mean, that's like a really beautiful gift to have that when we can all do that and suspend time temporarily.
So we have time for just one more performance, our final act this afternoon, and something of a well-kept European secret. They've actually been together for 14 years and extremely well known in the jazz scene in Poland. But this is their debut performance here in the UK. They're here just for Jazz on 3 and just for Adventures in Sound to play for you this evening. Please welcome on piano Lucas Odoina. On bass, Maciej Gabowski. On drums, Krzysztof Graczuk. RGG. Wonderfully exquisite and simultaneously powerful music. How has it taken us so long to discover this band? They're called RGG. Lucas Oyana on piano. Marce Gabowski on bass. Krzysztof Gradiuk on drums. RGG. Thank you very much to them. That's all we have time for this week. Thank you to all of the musicians who've played at Adventures in Sound this evening. We've more from the London Jazz Festival on Jazz on 3 in the coming weeks, including performances from the Cuban piano player David Reyes and the American trumpet player Christian Scott. And remember, you can listen back to our live broadcast from Ronnie Scott's featuring Vulo Viel, Lionel Lueke, Niels Petter Molva and Jared Lawson. That's on the BBC website or the BBC iPlayer radio app, where you can also listen to lots of great content from the BBC Music Jazz pop-up station, including a fine gig from Kamasi Washington. Next week on Jazz on 3, 11 o'clock next Monday night, we have a one-off collaboration between Tom Corley's Curios and saxophonist Ian Ballamy. Look forward to that. From me, Jazz Nelson, and everyone here at the Cockpit Theatre, good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Much of this morning's music has an association with Paris, starting with this opening concert given in Luxembourg in November 2014 by the European Soloists Ensemble and conductor Christoph Koenig. It brings together a Parisian native, Jacques Ibert, with someone who had the French capital to thank for his first big international break, Haydn. By the 1780s, he was widely known abroad, but earning hardly a penny from the many unauthorised performances that had given rise to this fame. Well, a new contract with the Esterházy family let him reap his reward at last, and Haydn did so with a set of six symphonies written for the Concert de la Loge Olympique, one of the most prestigious Parisian concert societies. Here's number 85 in B-flat major, which proved popular enough with Marie Antoinette to gain it the nickname La Reine.